Morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi there. I just rang you back about the little guinea pig.
Oh, yes. What did you say?
Yeah, I'll see you about 12:30. 12:30?
Okay, sure. Here we go. Now, have we seen you here before?
I don't know if I've been there at all before.
Okay.
You have VetPay there, eh?
We do, yep. Have you used VetPay before?
Yes.
Yep, okay, certainly. Now, there is an administration fee that we have here, so it's 5% of what goes to VetPay, just so you're aware of that, is paid here to the clinic.
I see, okay. I don't know if I've been there a bit before or not.
Yeah, let me just have a look. What's the surname it would be on our file?
Nicol, N-I-C-O-L.
No, it doesn't look like we've got any surname in that surname. So let me just start inputting you in the system here.
Yep.
There we go. Okay, and your first name?
Aisla, A-I-S-L-A.
And Nicol, N-I-C-O-L?
Yes.
And your email address?
Oh, my goodness. Aisla Nicol, all lowercase, 12.
A-I-S-L-A-N-I-C-O-L, 12.
12 at gmail.com. I'm just starting to use this thing.
Okay. And your best contact number is the one that you're calling on now?
It is, yes. Yep. And there was another one too, just in case. Just my number and my daughter's number if you wanted hers.
Yeah, what's your daughter's number?
0415386.
Yep.
Hang on. 0415286. Oh, hang on. I've got to look it up. Hang on. I don't normally look. My God. She's bad, isn't it? Now I can't find it. Oh. 0415386126.
And her name?
Yes. Same surname.
Certainly. And your address?
51 Hammond Road, Caboolture, Queensland.
H-A-M-M-O-N-D?
It is. 4510. Oh. Got a bit of a headache and I can't think.
No, that's okay. And the guinea pig's name that we'll be seeing?
Oh, Charlie.
Is Charlie a male or a female?
Male. Yeah, I've been told he's a male, but I don't know how to tell. Yeah. But
okay.
I call him
Kip.
Oh, goodness, I don't know.
Just approximately.
Really wouldn't know. Yeah, I got him off someone else.
Yep, how long have you had him?
Gee whiz, at least 6 months.
Okay, was he an adult when you got him?
I think he was.
Okay, I'll pop him in as a two-year-old pig, but obviously he might be a bit older then.
Yeah, sorry about that, I'm not really sure about these things.
No, that's okay. Here we go, so...
And how much does it cost overnight? Like if he stays overnight, is it much more or?
It just depends. Like if we need to go ahead with dentals and stuff, there will be a hospitalisation fee there. But we'll give you an estimate at the time of the consult to let you know. But yeah, that'll be within the estimate for the dental.
Yeah, okay.
There we go.
Yeah, he did it yesterday.
Sorry?
He did. We noticed it yesterday.
Yep. Okay. Certainly. Mm. Well, I've got you booked in at 12:30 to see with Charlie. I will send an email to the email that you've provided. If you can just fill that out as best as you can. It's just a questionnaire about what you're feeding, what his enclosure setup's like, if he's ever been to the vet, things like that. If you can fill that one out, but I've got you in at 12:30 to see the doctor.
Oh, okay. Well, I have no idea if he's been to the vet before, but...
Yeah, we'll just say no. Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
yeah, that's
okay.
Fine. But I will. I've got you all booked in here now, and we'll see you then at 12:30.
I see. Okay. Well, thanks very much for your help.
Not a problem. We'll see you then. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.